Yes, good morning to you, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration this morning. I want to be able to share to you again from God's Word and take a look at just what God is saying to you and I in the precious Word that He has preserved down through the years for us. And we can give thanks to God for giving us His Word and keeping it for us. And by it, we are blessed and inspired, and we learn of the new birth in Christ through the words that He gives us in the Bible. I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 15, and I'd like to read the first 10 verses to you, and we'll discuss some of that here in a bit. And now, beginning of verse 1, it says, "Then drew near unto him," that'd be unto Jesus, "all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners, and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 90 and the 9 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either that woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house, and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found that piece which I had lost. Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." And I want to stop there for now and just take a look at this. And I want you to hear the heart of God here, the Father heart of God. He's giving some stories to help us to relate, to be able to pay attention to what He's saying. And He gives us these two stories here to make it simpler for us to identify with His heart towards us. We're sinners. And we've come to the knowledge of Christ Jesus through His words and by His Spirit. But you see here the heart of a Father here as He's relaying to His people, His creation. This is our Father in heaven, and He is out to save lost sheep. And we are referred to as sheep, and we need a Savior. And here is the heart of the Father being expressed by Jesus Christ here. And I want to just take a look at a couple of things here. The Pharisees and the scribes were murmuring against Jesus. Because it says there in verse 1, "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him." And then the Pharisees and the scribes were not pleased with this, and they were saying, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. How could he do such a thing?" And that's when Jesus spoke the parable here. And he talked about the lost sheep and the woman that lost a coin, and how when that happens, the owner goes diligently searching for and looking for that lost one to find it. And that's exactly the heart of our Father in heaven. He is going out of His way to seek and save those that are lost. That is our Father in heaven. And we can give thanks to Him for His going the extra mile, so to speak, to make the lost ones to be found by Him. And so, we know we've just spent some time, this nation, of giving thanks. And this is one thing that we can definitely give thanks to God about, that He is willing that none should perish, that all would have eternal life. And here we have in this story here, Jesus, who came, He came to those that were hurting, those that were lost, and He was wanting to give them life. I want to take a look at the word publican. Back in the days of Jesus, as you know, the Romans were in charge of the Jewish nation, and they would hire people to collect the taxes. Not all publicans were the same, but at least there was this variety of publicans, which would be a Jew that would collect taxes for the Romans. So he'd be collecting taxes from his fellow man. And these were hired by the Romans to collect the taxes. And one of the things that is said that they had done was they would examine each bale of goods, exported or imported, and they would assess the value more or less arbitrarily. They would just decide what it was worth, and they'd say, here's how much tax you owe. And the Jews hated these people. They saw them as traitors and apostates, and that they were defiled by the heathens. And they just saw these people as traitors and hated them. And they felt like they had turned their heel against their own brothers. And in many ways they did. They were cheaters. They were encouraged to get more than was expected. They were very notorious for being abusive with the power that they had. I want to take a look at a little bit of the scripture here of publican. We see that quite often in the scriptures. I want to turn to Luke chapter 3. And we'll just read a little bit more about publican in Luke chapter 3. And I'm going to read beginning in verse 7. And it says, then said he to the multitude. Now we're back in the story of John the Baptist. And this will be John the Baptist speaking. Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children of Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree therefore which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. And the people asked him, saying, what shall we do then? He answereth and saith unto them, he that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none. He that hath meat, let him do likewise. Then came also publicans to be baptized, and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? And he said unto them, exact no more than that which is appointed you. So you see that it was a common knowledge that these publicans were cheaters. And if they knew they could tax, we'll just put it in our terms that we can understand, if there was $15 tax that was owed, they might charge 20 or 30 or anything in between, just whatever they felt like. They were cheaters. Anything they could get beyond what was due, they could put it in their pocket. And so these people were, they were cheaters, and they learned how to take advantage of their fellow man. I'd like to read also another passage here about publicans, and as I say, you can find numerous passages that will talk about publicans, but here's one in Luke 19, and I'll read the first 10 verses. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. And he could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before, and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, forasmuch as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And here again you see Jesus expressing his heart and God's heart, the Father's heart, that he came to seek and save that which was lost. That is the heart of our Father. And I want you to see here that as Zacchaeus encountered Jesus Christ, the Son of God, his heart was changed. And you can see that he was ready to make things right that had been wrong. He was willing to lay down the life that he had and the riches that he had, because he saw in Jesus Christ a life that was worth living. He was one of those lost sheep that was found. And as you see in his testimony, he was willing to make things right. And that's the way it happens when a man encounters Jesus Christ and his eyes are opened. It's a change of heart, and we want to make things right that have been wrong. And so I want to encourage you today, keep looking to the Lord Jesus, and he will keep changing our hearts from day to day, and he'll keep giving us the encouragement and the power to right the things that are wrong, and also to join him in helping to seek those that are lost and point them to Jesus Christ. May God bless you richly today as you ponder these words from God's holy word.